Artist Derek Hess comments on the rise of the Euclid Tavern as a nationally known concert venue.
What was going on? They were still doing the cover bands. The Wing Nights were highly successful. And the Monday night was Jerry Suhar was doing his one night thing, and it was a one man band, and he was awesome. And it was CIA night. It was like all the art students went, and they knew all the songs. He did all the same songs. He'd sing Mighty Mouse, you know, and he did all the he'd go the E I E I E I O song, you know, and it was just a blast. You know, he was a Slovenian, I think, and you know, so he's a big guy. And as that class of CIA graduated, the next classes weren't catching on and coming in. So that night was dying off, and they were just complaining about it all the time. And I'm down here chopping the chicken wings. I know I'm talking to them. I hear them complaining. And at the same time, there's a lot of bands I liked that were skipping the Cleveland market when they were touring because of some shady promoters in town at the time. And the booking agents were they said, the hell with Cleveland. We'll skip it. You know. And I'm like, I want to see Helmet. You know, I want to see Jesus Lizard. You know. And so one day they're like, okay, you do it. We'll give you the I had never done anything like that before. I just go to the shows, you know. And I said, all right. So I took it on, and I started talking to some local bands. I started some local bands playing there. And then I'd get a couple regionals from, like, Columbus or whatever, would drive in. And before you knew it, the word got out that bands were being taken care of in Cleveland on a Monday night. And my phone was just ringing all the time. Oh, I think it was a very important venue in Cleveland. It, you know, I don't want to, you know, say, oh, I did, but, you know, I did. No. I had access to a room that had the potential to make things happen. And, again, I was given opportunity to try to make things happen. And it was at the right time in the right place, and it was the right venue. And had they not had the cool environment set up there to start with, it would have just been such a hard road. I would not have been able to do it, you know. And again, it's not – wasn't just me by any means. It was the whole atmosphere. It was the regulars who hated the music but put up with it and laughed about it, you know, that were there when the bands would load in and they'd do shots with the bands, you know, because they were like, you know, Clevelanders, you know.